escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, the game that we talked about on Friday, which was supposed to be played at Bristol Motor Speedway, the baseball game, MLB game, Braves Reds. They did play it, but it was a disaster.
Yes, it did not go well. The Fire Fest is a good, that's a good analogy.
Well, they sold a record 91,000 tickets.
Yeah.
And if you look at the pictures, I didn't think it looked that cool. And if you were there, it seemed like you were an awful long way away from the action.
Yeah, and some of the seats, people were tweeting the view from their seats.
Terrible.
And I'll tell you what, the fact that you sold some of those seats to fans, I would have been livid had I paid and had been put in some of those places.
Yeah, it's just like the novelty of being there, but the reality was it was awful.
Yes.
And then Johnny Bench and Chipper Jones throw out the first pitch, along with a couple of NASCAR donkeys. I don't know who they were. And that was followed.
Can I just say, I loved that you just, and a couple of NASCAR donkeys that I don't know who they were.
Yeah, I don't know. There were a couple guys out there with Johnny Bench and Chipper are the stars. Come on.
Yeah.
Although, well, maybe not in that area.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Chipper would. Well, you know what I mean. Look, no one cares about the drivers.
I want to see you threw them out. Because I saw the little vignette that they did, and that was kind of cool. Like, the hype leading up to the game was way better than anything that happened at the game.
Yeah, it was.
Well, you got rain, bad seats, you know.
So then, right after they threw out the first pitch, that was followed by a two-hour rain delay.
Yeah.
And apparently, people had nowhere to go. They were trying to get out of the rain, but they were running out of food in the first inning because everyone was hitting the concession stands.
Yeah, what else are you going to do?
They were selling nachos with no cheese.
Yeah.
Apparently, cell service was overwhelmed, so people couldn't get a signal. Stories of people waiting over 2 hours in lines to get a hot dog with no bun.
Hence the Fire Fest.
In Bristol.
Yeah. It's not good. And the game ended up being like, what, 4-2?
Well, it was rained out.
Yeah.
And so then they had to come back the next day. They played one inning. They had to come back the next day and finish it. I didn't see how many people showed up the next day, but the Braves ended up winning 4-2.
When I saw some of the photos from the when they actually finished the game, it wasn't empty, but it certainly was not packed.
I wouldn't go back there.
I wouldn't either.
Apparently, they said the parking was so absurd that once the game was called, it was a 2 to 3 hour wait to get out of there.
Oh my gosh.
So is it that way when they host NASCAR races? Because they're supposed to be used to that kind of crowd. So I don't understand why this would be any different.
That's a good question. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe because Major League Baseball was putting it on and not their...
there have to be reasons, but it just it seems like it doesn't make a lot of sense for a venue that does this all the time.
Yeah, I don't know.
But hey, 91,000.
And that's... But 91,000 people didn't show up.
Well, they sold 91,000
tickets.
That's good.
I'll just say it did not
all-time record.
It did not seem like it was a it was a well-planned event. It seemed kind of lame.
And in Portland Pickles news,
This was a much cooler story.
The Pickles are taking the city by storm.
Yeah.
And they had, it was fan appreciation weekend. And so they had a fan chosen to come into the game.
Yeah. Getting at bat. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was some dude named Dixie.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit of a red flag that this is a plant.
It's possible. Look, I put nothing past the Pickles.
That and was my first thought.
And that's fine, because clearly Dixie has played a little bit. And by the way, this was the second time that this had happened.
Oh, so, I didn't realize that.
What do you mean?
Well, I guess earlier, they brought Dixie back. So I guess Dixie had done what? This. And so I think what happened was...
What?
Dixie might have actually gotten chosen earlier, and he walked. And so they he walked, and this was, I don't remember what it was, but it was earlier in the year. He walked and scored a run in the game. He was out there running around like in cargo shorts. And so they brought him back to give him another chance because, you know, he ended up walking.
I thought it was the same game.
I thought it was the same
was
game.
Was it the same game?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, he got two at-bats.
Okay, then he got
and
two
and the first time he walked.
So they gave him another one.
They put a fan in the game. The first time he walked and actually came around to score. He was wearing shorts, and he did slide into second base.
Yes.
Nice little slide, though. So you could tell he had played.
Yes.
Ball player.
So and that then was, the
okay,
second,
so same game.
And then the second at-bat, he hits a freaking dong.
Yeah.
The guy served it up. Like, how bad does that pitcher feel?
Oh, my God.
He gave up a home run to a fan.
That may have been one of those. Hey,
but
man,
this guy
over the plate.
So I guess the I saw on the news this morning the Pickles have offered the guy a contract.
Yeah, like a one-day
yeah.
one-day
contract. So he's going to go play with them.
Well, I don't know if you're familiar with some of the bits that the Pickles do, but a lot of those guys are, they're like carpenters that play it like part-time for S's and giggles. Some of this is college kids trying to work their way up. And like, they've got a guy named Taco Meat that's just like, he's like a dude that's like bigger than me. And he goes out there and like, he undoes his shirt and lets us, and he just swings for the fences. And Taco Meat's like a carpenter. Like, he's not a baseball player. So they've got another guy that goes out there that's 47 years old. They have a reliever that throws Dan Quisenberry style submariner. And he's number 47 because he's 47 years old. And they bring him out there sometimes to close games. So the Pickles do...
They're doing bits.
They do bits.
It's not the Savannah Bananas, but it's independent so they can do whatever they want.
Right. So was this a bit then? Like this guy...
I don't know. I don't know if he was a plant or not.
And did the other pitcher... I mean, I
think there was...
Does the other pitchers just serve it up for him?
I think there may have been some shenanigans.
I mean, not that you can hit a home run on command. No. It's not that easy.
Yeah, he still has to park one.
Yeah.
But what are the chances he was the random fan selected on Fan Appreciation Night? Or they're like, hey, we know this guy.
It might have been one of those where, you know, a guy played some ball somewhere and someone was like, hey, you should make this guy the random fan. And, you know, then he walks and you're like, all right, get him back up there again. And maybe you tell the other pitcher, hey, man, just kind of, you know.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, you kind of put one over the plate, see what happens.
What if Dixie's the next Pete Alonso, and he just works his way up and helps the Mariners win a championship?
Some also tells me his name probably isn't Dixie.
Right. That's my first red flag about this was that they called him Dixie.
Yeah. Your name's not Dixie, dude.
So they don't want to give his real name.
Exactly. You look him up.
You can look him up. Yeah. And
his name's probably Matt Dixon, and people called him Dixie or something, like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, kind of a cool moment.
Well, look, the pickles are great. They have fun out there. Again, it's not the Savannah Bananas, but it's closer to the Bananas than it is to, you know, the Hillsboro Hops. How about that? Again, the fact that you have a part-time player named Taco Meat that basically takes his shirt off when he swings. That's all you need to know about what the Pickles have. But that they pack that. Was that Walker Stadium? They pack that place. It's super-ass fun. It's
cheap.
You know,
I used to play there. Did you know that?
Is that old? Was that with the old man?
Some of the old man circuit plays there.
Yeah.
Or they used to.
Well, you know, hey.
So it's hard for me to believe they get would they get like 5,000 out there?
I don't know how many it seats, night? But it's they pack it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do a nice
That's
show.
That's amazing.
Well, and then, you know, you can go into Lentz Park afterwards and find, you know, probably something else to do after the game.
I mean, dude, that's great for Lentz Park because nobody's going to Lentz Park without the Pickles.
No.
You know, except for fiends.
Well, exactly. That's what I said. You know, you on your way to or because the parking situation isn't the best. So you kind of have to park and then walk and you'll see some stuff. If you want, you know, we do the new segment, Seen and Heard in Portland. Mm-hmm. If you want to see and hear some stuff, go to a Pickles game sometime and walk a couple blocks. In fact, the last time we went, because we had the fan had a night there. We did the station, right? You did not come.
Wait, we had a night there?
We had a night, like a week ago.
Why don't they inform me of these things?
I
guarantee you were emailed.
Yeah, you were emailed. Believe me.
We all were.
Well, look, there was a reason why I was there, and we know that it was very Japanese, the reason why I was there. Okay, let's just call a spade. But either way, I showed up, and we were leaving the place, and it was that night, and we were walking to our car, and I made the offhanded joke. I was like, I'm just gonna swing by Lentz and grab a hooker and some blow, and they're kind of laughing, and someone asked, "Do you really think you could get a hooker and cocaine?" And I said, "Time frame." And they were like, half hour. I said, a half hour? Give me 12 minutes. I think there's six houses on the way to our car that I think I could randomly show up, knock at the door, and be like, looking for two specific things, and I think you can probably find them. It's an interesting area over there. But they do a great job, and those pickle games are fun. And they have a hot dog there that's like 9 pounds.
Also have the Pickletini.
Yeah.
Did you have a Pickletini while you were
there? No, but the BTJ had a Pickletini.
Yeah.
Don't they also have CBD and THC drinks? They're one of the first places to offer that.
Yeah, dude, Fantastic. They got all kinds of stuff going on there.
All right. Up next is the coolest moment of the weekend that most of you missed on the fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.